All right, we're back. Paul Costanzo hanging out on the program today. But the real star of the show right now is a voice that is synonymous with sports across the state of Michigan, the voice of Spartan football and Pistons basketball. Mr. George Blaha joins us on the program, and we're always excited to have George Blaha with us. George, welcome aboard, and again, thanks for doing this.
Hey, guys, great to be on with you. Are you fired up for a little football this fall?
I'm fired up for a little football this fall. That's for certain, because most people think the Spartans are going to be pretty good.
Well, they've so much depth, and they return the most starters, as most everybody knows, in the nation. And, you know, they have Brian Lewerke, who is kind of a do-everything quarterback. And when you have that kind of talent at quarterback and you're returning a top-10 defense in the nation from last year, matter of fact, number two overall against the rush, I think, plus special teams guys, the place kicker, the punter, you name it, they should be able to pick up where they left off last year when they won 10 games.
Any worries about, because L.J. Scott's going to be the man, any worries about him hanging on to the football?
Well, you know, I think he knows that if the guys at the next level are looking at anything as a negative, it might be that he fumbled a couple times in key situations. Just fumbling at all is not a positive. We know that. And I think his concentration ought to be amped up. Plus, it's interesting, with the Spartans this fall, Chucky Buller, who's Shane Buller's younger brother, these guys were great middle linebackers under George Perlis, is now the defensive ends coach for the Spartans. And he's been in the NFL, he's been at a number of colleges, and he's into dislodging that football. There's a great concentration on that at Michigan State. So obviously if you're LJ and you're playing against guys with that intent on defense, he's had a good course on hanging on tight.
George, is there a different feeling around camp this year than there was a year ago? I mean, obviously you're coming off of 3-9 a year ago, now coming off a 10-win season. Can you tell that there is maybe a more confidence coming into this season?
Sure. This is a solidly confident group. I think, you know, when the bounce back has already occurred, and they won games against rivals, they won a big bowl game, so they're not giddy anymore. That probably happened after they got Mark Antonio's 100th win at MSU and bounced Washington State in the bowl game. But these are guys who feel like they are a good team, they can get better, but hey, they also know that not all those wins were runaway wins, and you still have to show up and make plays at crunch time, and they're very, very serious about that.
A lot of people are very, very serious about the Spartans, and I see that the latest poll I looked at had them at number 11, ahead of the likes of Notre Dame and Michigan. Paul is cringing because he's a Notre Damer.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Expectation is different. The Spartans can't sneak up on anybody this year. You know, after a 3-win season, maybe somebody took them lightly last year when they played them. That's not going to happen this year, George.
Well, I think that's a good point. You know, they'll be among the teams with a target on their back. And, you know, clearly they open at home against Utah State, team that got bounced by Wisconsin last year, but they actually had an early, I think, 2-touchdown lead on the Badgers. And then they go to Arizona State, where they have some big-time talent at quarterback and wide receiver, and where, obviously, they feel like, hey, if they could get a win over Michigan State, that would be a feather in their cap. So suddenly, teams are thinking along those lines, and so, obviously, you have to be careful. No one's going to take you lightly.
Does Mark D'Antonio set goals before the season, or is he just doing it game by game?
Oh, I'm sure their goals, which aren't public at this moment, include a Big Ten championship. It would be his fourth. And the fact that they play in maybe the toughest division in college football, the Big Ten East, means you better be very, very good if you're going to end up winning a Big Ten championship. But I think the depth on this team will allow them to survive some injuries, and there'll be some young players pushing for playing time, which will give the veteran guys fresher legs, because you know coaches won't be as nervous about putting young guys on the field to give the older guys a rest.
I know you mentioned a lot of the games last year were close. They didn't run away maybe from everybody. But with a team as young as it was last year, do you feel like that's probably better than anything for them, learning how to win close games, learning how to pull things out in tough moments? Because people will talk about close games and, oh, they could regress and lose some of those now. But don't you think with this younger team that more than anything that's going to help the Spartans this year?
Well, you're right. The best thing you can do, whether you're coming off a tough season like the Spartans were or an average season, if you're a young team, you have to learn how to win and learn how to buckle down and be error-free and make big plays when the game's on the line. And I think that's a major plus. I couldn't agree with you more. That's going to be very, very helpful to this team this year. I mean, college football is a wild and wacky game. Anything can happen. But everything seems to point toward the Spartans having a heck of a year.
All right, George, I can't let you go without asking about the Pistons. Big offseason for them, and I think the biggest headline, of course, was bringing in Dwayne Casey, fresh off NBA Coach of the Year status.
How lucky can one team be, huh? to be looking for a coach, and they might have taken a chance on a young assistant who would go on to be a great coach, but who might not as well. Here they had Dwayne Casey, did as good a job as anybody in the NBA, suddenly out of work in Toronto. And Coach Casey's been under the radar for a few years now. He's done a really nice job. Did a really nice job with the Raptors. I mean, you win 59 games with that team. And, by the way, they have talent. They got great fans in Toronto. But I'm not sure that that's a team that without some flaws. So to get 59 wins out of that group, to me, was very, very impressive. And I was thinking this long before the Pistons had a chance to get them. I was thinking this as the playoffs began. And, a couple of plays here or there, and the Cleveland series wouldn't have been embarrassing to Toronto, and he'd still be working there. So we're fortunate that all of that happened, because I think he was clearly the best coach available in the league the moment he was looking for a job.
Well, I'm glad the Pistons got him, because I think that's a step in the right direction for that franchise.
Yeah, and Ed Stefanski is a very, very solid basketball guy who they plugged in as they call him, senior advisor, but in effect, he's the president of basketball and the general manager. And the cool thing about Ed Stefanski is, for those of us who remember Chuck Daly, Ed Stefanski played for Chuck Daly in college at the University of Pennsylvania. So there's a little connection there with past Piston greatness. And he's a really solid basketball guy. I'm very, very happy that he's in the fold. As I told him, if we hadn't hired you, I'd have figured I would let somebody else hire you. So I'm very, really, really glad that Ed Stefanski is in that top position for the Pistons.
All right. Hey, George, when you see my big brother Steve, give him an elbow for me.
All right, it's a deal.
Thanks for doing this again, George, and great luck with the Pistons and the Spartans all season long, and we'll be looking forward to listening to the game on the 31st. WPHM, of course, your home for Spartan football.
All right, guys, great to be on with you, and thanks for including us as your football station.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, George.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's George Blaha. It's interesting, George works with Greg Kelcer when he does the Pistons. I ran into Greg Kelcer over at the Fieldhouse this season because he's got a nephew that was playing for Macomb, and we were doing the Skipper Macomb game. And he, I can't remember the kid's name, but he went off too. He had like 26 points or something with Uncle Greg in the stands. And when I went over afterwards to say hi to him, he's like, yeah, he's never played like that before.
It's the lighting in the field house. It's just that nice, Dennis. That's the whole point.
Yeah, good rims, good soft rims. Take a quick break, and then we'll be back to wrap things up here on the Dennis Stuckey Show. We go to 6:30 this evening. Tiger baseball is coming up at 6:45.